OWC, your source for connectivity, offers a wide variety of USB-C and Thunderbolt 3 docks to help you connect to your world. Ranging from travel docks with HDMI, USB 3, SD ports, and USB-C power pass-through while on the road, to desktop docks providing power to charge your laptop, and 14 ports to connect your monitors, external drives, headphones, wired Ethernet, and other devices using a single cable. See all the OWC products at owc.com/into.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
This is Into Tomorrow for the weekend of March 22nd, 2019. And yep, just like the announcer dude said, I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
Erasmo's in the control room. Horatio working with the show out of New York City. And you participating on the show make the show. We just sit here and yak. And Erasmo pushes buttons and dials and stuff like that to work hard to try to make us sound decent. But you, I know, you, our audience, our loving audience, make the broadcast with your calls, your participation, your input in the program. So do let us hear from you. Maybe you have a comment about some of the tech news and commentary that we share. We love to hear from you about any of those items. Or you have a question about tech, let us address that for you as well. It's an easy number to make a note of, and we hope you do, because you never know when you got a question. Maybe somebody you know has a question. You say, hey, dial this number anytime. Dave and the gang will help you out with it. And that number would be
800-899-INTO. 800-899-4686.
There you go. Some tech news and commentary, and then we'll get back to more of those calls and sending out more prizes for those of you who call in and participate.
Have you seen the new vessel in New York City?
Oh, yeah. That's a weird thing with, like, a lot of staircases and stuff.
They say it's the crowning attraction of New York City's new luxury neighborhood, Hudson Yards. The vessel looms over the 28-acre complex in Midtown Manhattan like a giant honeycomb with crisscrossing staircases that may just become a selfie-taker's paradise. One problem, though. Hudson Yards claims full rights to any photos taken by visitors in the vessel's immediate vicinity.
Oh, please. Get over yourself.
Well, two clauses wedged into Hudson Yards' terms and conditions page, which visitors agree to just by stepping onto their property, spell out that although you technically retain ownership of your photos, any image featuring or related to the vessel can be used by Hudson Yards for marketing promotions. In addition, the company claims the right to use your likeness, name, and voice however it sees fit to further hype what has been called its $200 million staircase that doesn't actually go anywhere.
We'll be in New York again for CE Week coming up. Let's make sure that we spend a couple of minutes and go over there and take pictures and post them, but embed the Into Tomorrow logo in the picture. And they're more than welcome to use it then. And I think it'll be interesting, because I'll bet they won't. But if they do, hey, more power to you. There's their thing with our logo in it.
But what I think is funny is that their terms of use, so-called, are apparently on their website. But you agree to them just by stepping onto their property, so you don't really know what you're agreeing to.
But what they're saying is, even if you take a picture of their vessel, stupid name to begin with, from across the street, it's an image of their building. They own the right to it.
You own the image, but they have the ability, the right to use it however they want. They can put it in advertisements. If you take a video, even that you're, with your voice in it, they can use your voice and your video, whatever they want.
Well, I dare them to use one that we will take with our logo embedded. What do you call it when you do it where it's...
Watermark?
There you go. Thank you. Gosh, I'm getting old.
Yeah. Getting?
Yes, getting. Not yet, but getting there old. But we'll watermark it with our logo so you can't not see it. How about? There you go. This year, retailers will spend about $6 billion on artificial intelligence technology. So, of course, we have the call last hour, who at the end of last hour, you got to hear it if you missed it, very concerned about AI and slow the roll, he says. But yet, retailers will spend about $6 billion on AI technology like shopping assistants, product recommendation platforms, and customer service tools. That, according to new info from International Data Corp, automated customer service is expected to be the top investment. Oh, great. With retailers spending about $4.5 billion on such options. Automated customer service. Well, we all love that, don't we?
Yeah, and it's a shame because most of these places you call, it takes, you know, 20 minutes and like 30 steps just to get to a person anyway.
I know, let alone the press one for English nonsense.
Yeah. You know, I'm starting to think that the Amish have it right with no technology.
No, hey!
they don't have to worry about AI.
We host a tech show, and you want to suggest that we should be Amish and no tech? Well, I guess the good news is we're not offending them because they're not listening.
Right, and we wouldn't have to worry about the AI.
Yeah, true. I wonder if Zane, who called last hour and concerned about AI, is Amish. Plus, no, because he wouldn't be using the phone.
I really wanted a good reason to grow a nice, cool-looking beard.
Oh, my gosh. Again, good thing they can't hear us.
Tel Aviv, Israel has taken a small step toward protecting the lives of so-called smartphone zombies. The city has installed special LED sidewalk lights at busy crosswalk to alert distracted pedestrians staring at their phones when they can walk and when they should stop.
Yeah, I saw a TV report on this, pretty interesting, on a news report, because everybody that they were showing is staring down at their phone and yet approaching a crosswalk.
Yeah, so these lights basically look like a laser beam shooting across the sidewalk. The head of the traffic management division said the zombie traffic lights aim to minimize accidents between vehicles and inattentive pedestrians at crosswalks. The striped lights turn green when it's safe to walk and red when pedestrians should halt. Now, for now, the pilot program is limited to a single intersection in central Tel Aviv, but the municipality says it'll expand the zombie lights if they prove effective. Similar systems have already been used in Australia, Singapore, and the Netherlands.
I mean, it's sad. It is sad, but they've had people hit by cars that are just on their phone and walk out into traffic. And they're not paying attention. It's sad that you have to do those kinds of things. And I guess what they'll determine is, look, none of those accidents have occurred at this one intersection that we did, and yet others are, so we've got to do it for these others. I like the how they call them zombie lights.
Yeah, and my mind keeps going back to that hilarious viral video, security video of some woman who was at a mall or something, just on her phone, and just walks right and falls right into a fountain.
Right into a fountain, yeah.
I mean, I don't mean to sound mean, but serves her right.
Yes, you do.
Pay attention to where you're walking.
You do mean to sound mean.
Yeah, probably.
And it's kind of funny. You've talked about this before. Google continues to remind you that on April 2nd, 2019, funny how they skipped April Fool's Day, they're shutting down Google Plus. You talked about that, I think, last week again on the show, and will begin deleting content from consumer Google Plus accounts. Photos and videos from Google Plus and your album archive and your Google Plus pages will also be deleted. Heck, no one was really using it anyway, right? But don't panic, though. They say that no other Google products like Gmail, Google Photos, Google Drive, YouTube, none of those things will be shut down, at least not yet, as part of the consumer Google Plus shutdown. And the Google account you use to sign in to these services will still remain. So I got another reminder the other day, and I said, why are you reminding me? I haven't used Google Plus since, like, the week it started, just to see what it was. And I thought, this isn't going to last long, and I didn't do it. I never went back. So I guess some people, however, like six of you, probably still have some photos. If you think you have and you might want them, download them, move them to Dropbox or something, do something else with them, because the day after April Fool's Day, because they're not kidding, they're going to shut it all down.
I guess they figured if they did it on April Fool's Day, nobody would take them seriously.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. They said, well, somebody probably said, all right, let's April 1st, we're done. No, you better not. They're going to think it's a joke, and then they're going to be suing us for deleting their pictures and stuff.
Well, because, you know, whatever year it was they released Gmail, they released it on April 1st, and a lot of people thought that their mail service was an April Fool's joke.
Well, and remember, you couldn't get a Gmail account unless someone who had one recommended you. Yeah. And initially, you could only recommend like a handful of people, and you'd use up your invitations. And it was all marketing. It was all to create this buzz. Oh, man, I can't get a Gmail account. What, you don't need one. What's the big deal? But it worked. It worked for Google because it did. It had people like us talking about it, saying, oh, my gosh, did you get your invite to have a Gmail account?
Well, because back then, you know, it was harder to get, well, it was almost unheard of to get free email service.
Oh, that's also true. So they were doing it very sparingly, but making it very unique. And now everybody on the planet has
several Gmail accounts. I have several.
I have one, which is what I use when I'm signing up for anything online, because I don't want to keep all the spam going to my main email account. So I just use this Gmail that I rarely check just because I know it's going to be full of spam. You know, it was like I used to subscribe to Men's Health magazine, and I decided just to let the subscription lapse because I wasn't reading it. So they started sending me emails about the subscription. You owe us this money. You need to resubscribe. And I kept hitting unsubscribe, and it would never unsubscribe me. So finally, I just logged in, and I changed my email address on file with them to something like forgetyou@yousuck.com. And at least I haven't gotten any more emails from them anymore.
Yeah, but poor somebody at yousuck.com is getting all your spam now.
Oh, well.
I wonder if there is a yousuck.com. I don't know. You should look into that. But that's good advice. So use a Gmail account for that purpose.
Volvo said this week that it will use cameras installed inside its vehicles to monitor driver behavior and intervene if the driver appears to be drunk or distracted.
Mm.
Now, it's a risky move by an automaker, even one with a reputation for safety like Volvo, which could raise concerns among privacy advocates. Volvo's in-car cameras will monitor eye movements to gauge driver distraction and or intoxication. If a driver looks away for a period of time, such as at a smartphone, or fails to keep their hands on the steering wheel, a representative from Volvo's on-call assistance centers will call them to check in.
Oh.
Now, drivers who aren't watching the road or even have their eyes closed will be warned as well. If they don't respond, the car will slow and even stop. The system will roll out to all Volvo cars by early 2020.
My first thought, and this is where my mind goes, is you better find a different way to break in a new car backseat or something, because it'll be on camera.
Oh, boy.
Now, they're only aiming it at a driver's face, allegedly.
I guess so.
From what they said, if they're looking at eyes being closed or too distracted or something. But still, we have said for years on this show, there's no such thing as privacy anymore. And that's another example.
Well, there's a viral video I've seen online of it was like a 60 or 70-year-old woman in South America who's sleeping in bed, and a snake comes up and bites her foot as it's dangling.
Oh, I saw it. Oh.
And my first thought was, well, who has a security camera looking at their bed, and what are they doing that they have to have a camera there staring at
their
bed? Yeah,
that's why it seemed fake to me, you know, just kind of a bizarre thing. But, yeah, then again, I've seen home invasion robberies where people are in the bedrooms and stuff. Who has a camera for that? Or if you're in the kind of scenario where somebody's going to come in and go into your bedroom to take drugs or money or other things that may have been obtained illicitly, that's the only reason I could think why you're going to have a camera aimed at your bed.
I mean, you know, without giving away too much, you know. I mean, I like to walk around the house in ways that I don't really want people to see me. So I don't have any cameras in my house. However,
have to go there.
I have every place you can get in or out of my house is completely covered with cameras.
Oh, so, mine too.
So I also don't feel like I have to have one inside the house. But
yeah.
Plus, I don't want anybody thinking anybody might hack into it and watch me as I'm sitting there watching TV, you know, stuffing my face with popcorn and cake and everything else.
And if you're sitting on your couch and your eyes start to close, they call you. Chris, go upstairs and go to bed.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you? You know, because we're watching you. Oh, boy. Lance in Dearborn, Michigan, listens on AM 800 CKLW just across the water. They are the information station. Hello, Lance.
I'm listening to your show today, and you're doing a great segment on indoor HD antennas. My question is, I have cut my cable, but I still have a service that I use where it streams my local channels because I want to be able to record them and watch them later. Are there any options out there for recording off-the-air HD signals, something that I could program to, say, record the same show every night at 11 o'clock? Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you, Lance, for the kind words and for participating on the show. There aren't too many devices, though, aimed at recording over-the-air signals, mainly because live TV has dropped in interest, unfortunately, in a world of on-demand everything. But there are some. TiVo, Nuvio, and Channel Master all have devices that can record your over-the-air TV. The TiVo Romeo comes with a 1 terabyte drive and the ability to skip primetime commercials, but no commercials for every show, of course. Your main challenge will be finding a new one at $350 and up. They were never that popular, and there aren't many of them around, unfortunately.
Nuvio's Tablo works as sort of a whole home system. It can stream from several sources, including over the air. This one costs much less than $140, and it comes with 64 gig of cloud storage. So you get your DVR in the cloud.
And it's only $140 versus $350.
Exactly.
Nice.
A Channelmaster Plus will also start at $140, though it'll go higher if you want hard drive storage, and it will give you access to streaming services, which you'll have to pay for. The Channelmaster doesn't negate their
subscription charges. And it does over-the-air recording as well. Now, we dug into the price closet again, and we found a couple of those Tableau Dual, which are a dual tuner over-the-air.
So you can record two different programs at once.
Correct.
So, and watch a third, even.
Right. So, Lance, keep an eye on your email box. You also will get an email from our prize team. Make sure you respond to it, and we'll get one of these out to you and see if it'll help you.
Boy, you guys need to be thanking Chris. He's always looking out for our listeners and digging deep in the prize closet, and that's how he found this Tableau Duo, which would absolutely take care of Lance's question.
And what I like about the Tableau as opposed to the TiVo is there's no monthly fee with this Tableau.
It's, right.
You pay for it, and that's it. You don't have to worry about paying, so you can get the program data and recording space.
Ah, very good. So we're going to send the Tableau to Lance.
Yes.
If he responds to the prize team email, which says we need the address for shipping and all that kind of stuff. So, all right. Well, watch for that, Lance. There you go. Good stuff. See how easy it is to just call in and win stuff? What number do they call?
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
And we'll meet you at intotomorrow.com.
Atmos FX helps people create amazing home displays for holidays and celebrations with digital decorations featuring entertaining animated characters and atmospheric scenes. Atmos FX offers a variety of beautifully animated amusement park quality decorations that can be viewed on any TV or monitor, as well as projected on windows, walls, ceilings, and props. Decorate for Halloween, Christmas, Easter, New Year's Eve, and birthdays to have the coolest house in your neighborhood. Visit atmosfx.com.
Another Into Tomorrow tech tidbit for you. Asia has the most internet users of all continents, accounting for 49% of all internet users.
That's wild.
That is wild. I mean, you'd think Asia, of course, in general, as a continent, okay, but almost half of all internet users. I would have thought that would have been the U.S. regardless, but it's not.
I want to say the U.S. was probably third, because I think India was, India was like the second behind like China, and then I think U.S. was third.
Yeah, true. And if we're talking continent, but in this case, that's Asia, which is all of Asia, not just China or what have you. But that's pretty wild. By the way, I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower for managing type 1 diabetes. Visit Dexcom.com. That's DEXCOM.com.
Yes, indeed. And World Backup Day is right around the corner. Yet, even with that annual reminder, people still don't always back up their data. Oh, my gosh. And we spend time every week on Into Tomorrow reminding you. Well, Ken Higgins for OWC offers a simple rule to help protect your valuable data. Ken?
Thanks, Dave. Millions of people simply don't back up their data. A proper backup plan ensures triple redundancy of your data, so if one fails, you still have two copies. Following the expert-recommended 3-2-1 rule gives you a primary copy of your data on a local backup drive connected via software such as Apple's Time Machine, a second copy on a separate external hard drive, and a third copy that's either physically off-site or in the cloud. This simple 3-2-1 formula will keep your crucial data safe in the event of a disaster, or maybe two. And now, back to you, Dave.
Well, thank you, Ken. Don't forget World Backup Day, but think of it as every day. Certainly, at least once a week, back up all your critical stuff. For more great tips and awesome products and pricing, always visit owc.com/into. That's owc.com/into. And now an email from Jim, who unfortunately didn't share with us where he's writing from or how he hears the show. And hopefully next time we'll actually call in so we get to hear you. But what did Jim have to say?
He says, I was just listening to you on the air talking about clever Wi-Fi passwords. So I think he's referring to the network names that we were talking to.
Yes.
He says, my router has more than one network, so I had the opportunity to use free Wi-Fi. Secured, of course. And because the condo does not have security cameras, he also used security camera network.
That's good. I like that, Jim. That's a little more creative and allows you to make people go, what? And while we're on that subject, we got a minute or so in this break or before the break. Let's share a couple of more of what we have found lately to be unique, funny, or otherwise Wi-Fi router names that we've run across. I like this one. Your music is annoying. Well, that ought to tell a neighbor to turn it down a little bit, right?
Yeah.
How about bring beer and women to apartment 704? At least it was creative.
Yeah.
This one of my favorites. Your poor grammar is annoying. Because how many times do we run across Instagram, Facebook, whatever, you know, they're misspelling common words. Your, they, there, the, oh my gosh, it's crazy. And this one, no free internet here. Keep looking.
That's good. I like free Wi-Fi for one night stand.
Well, maybe they mean if you have a one nightstand,
yeah,
he'll trade
right,
you.
Because they already have
Wi-Fi.
One, they need a second one. So need,
correct.
Right, yeah.
For the other side
yeah.
of the bed, they need a
right.
nightstand.
Yeah. My GERD Wi-Fi.
Oh my GERD.
I've seen you naked.
Whoa. Okay.
And another one I like is please connect for identity theft.
There you go. There's a valid warning there. What are yours? 800-899-INTO.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. As we continue to help you stay cyber safe in a world where you're either going to be hacked or you've already been hacked in one way or the other. Of course, if you've got questions or concerns about anything involving online safety or anything involving consumer tech for that matter, be sure to join us anytime. And it's very easy. We want to hear you on the air. Many of our guests and sponsors and friends of the program are regularly sending us all kinds of goodies to share with you. And we do that once we hear you on the air. You don't just qualify. You actually win stuff just for participating on the program. The easiest way is still the old-fashioned way. Pick up a phone and dial the following number anytime, 24/7. 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686, or you can use the audio option on the popular and free Into Tomorrow app. Either way, we want to hear you. We are radio, after all. And then you participate on the show, we send you goodies. Our next guest joins us from a company helping organizations, governments, and individuals secure their most important data wherever it might live. Director of Security Response for Norton by Symantec is Kevin Haley. Kevin, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. There are certainly concerns, and we don't do a show in our 23 years. Every week we mention backup and make sure you update your virus protections and just protect your data, and we can't ever stress it enough. And I'm sure that's the case with you guys are always working on trying to keep folks' data secure and constantly fighting these struggles that pop up on a so regular basis, it's got to be driving you crazy.
It's tough. But, you know, if users did back up, if they did keep their security software up to date, so many of these problems can be avoided. So it's really that kind of sloppiness. That's the thing that really gets you, that so much of this could be avoided with just some good common sense and good security.
And I'm so glad, Kevin, to hear you say that, because while we always remind our audience every week on the show in one fashion or another to back up and do what we've just mentioned, people are telling us, you know, thank you for saying that, because I do forget. Or, you know, I try to automate it, and maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. Sometimes I forget to just check, am I current? And they should do that no matter what you're using. Make sure that the updates are working. Make sure that you're current on virus definitions and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are some cyber geniuses out there, evil cyber geniuses who could do anything to get on your machine. But most of these people are just not that good. And so just basic defenses are enough to keep them away.
Oh, for sure. I know one of the things that you're involved in is how the CPU has become kind of the new credit card for attackers. How is that the case?
Right. Yeah. It's something called cryptojacking. And the jacking part is the hijacking of your device, whether it's your computer or the phone. The crypto part means cryptocurrency. Those things have gotten very valuable, and you get them by using a computer to do something they call mining for the coin. And that's really just solving complex algorithms with a computer.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are spending a lot of money buying expensive computers. Other people are just stealing your computer. And instead of physically taking it, they're putting malware on it that mines for this coin.
Oh. So does that mean that if you don't do anything with any cryptocurrency, you at least don't have to worry about the crypto jacking?
No, it's not true at all. They don't care whether you have cryptocurrency software
right.
or whatever on that machine. They're stealing your CPU. They're stealing your electricity. They're getting rich mining for these coins, and you're paying for the computer. You're paying for the electricity.
Yeah, they're doing the work by using your computer. And you say, that's why I didn't want people to have this false sense of security. Oh, I don't do any of that Bitcoin stuff or whatever. Well, it doesn't matter. They could still be using your computer to make a profit unbeknownst to you. And that's yet another new thing we all should have to worry about.
Yeah, this thing exploded at the end of 2017 when cryptocurrencies, all of a sudden, their value took off.
Yeah.
And the bad guy said, well, hey, maybe I should be doing this, and I'm not spending money to buy computers. I'm going to use these people's.
Yeah. Jeez. And it just sheds more light on the fact that we have more and more alarming results, it seems, from all kinds of internet security threats, and you guys are always doing reports. So I'm sure this is now showing up on your latest report. As well, what do we do about it?
Well, you know, this thing is really hard to spot for yourself. I mean, you may see that your computer or your cell phone is working really hard. Some people have experienced their cell phones overheating because they're going to use every last bit of processing power they can. Your battery may drain. You may see your electrical bill go up a little bit.
Hmm.
But those are really tough things to spot. That's why you need good security software, because we can find it and we can stop it from being on your machine.
Oh, that's good. Well, what are signs that our computers, and then you even mentioned our mobile devices, for that matter, have been infected with this cryptocurrency malware? Certainly battery drain, you mentioned. I guess, you know, seeing your hard drive light LED flash all the time is like, okay, that's a little odd because I'm not doing anything on my computer. Why is it constantly working? Now, sometimes that's normal. You know, sometimes
right.
it might be these your backups being performed, or your antivirus updating or running a scan, and that's fine. But if it's happening constantly 24/7, is that an indication that you may have that kind of activity happening?
Yeah, absolutely. You'll notice that your computer gets really slow. We did some tests. We saw it take 10 to 15 times longer to open up a file than it would if one of these things were running.
Oh, geez.
So, you know, unfortunately, everybody always thinks there's something wrong with their computer or it's running slow. The devices can be a bit mysterious, so it may be hard to tell. But if you consistently see this happening, yeah, don't go buy a new computer. Get some security software, run it, and see if you can find any of this stuff on your machine.
And it's interesting because, yeah, I think a lot of us might tend to think, well, it's an old machine and I'm overtaxing it. I mean, I end up with, you know, 20 browser windows open doing so many things at once. And I accept the fact that my older desktop, probably one of the oldest ones in the studio, but it's so important with everything on it for so many years, I don't want to update or upgrade yet. But you have to wonder, could it be that issue as well. Not just that I'm overtaxing it, but could there be some of these wackos in my machine that I don't even know about?
Yeah, right. I mean, if you're going to have a device that's really old, you have to take care of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like a car or anything else.
Good point. And there are some simple steps, right, that we can take to protect our personal information in general, not just for the crypto jacking that we're talking about, but just all the other issues, malware of all sorts and viruses and hacking and things of that sort. What do you recommend on a regular basis?
Yeah, you're going to keep this threat off your machine just like any of the other threats. It's not different in that way. You want to have good security software, of course. You want to keep all your software up to date. When that operating system says it wants to update, because it's going to help protect your computer. And you need to use a little common sense. A lot of threats come in via email.
Mm.
If you get an email and it doesn't seem right, it probably isn't. One of the most popular tricks they're using today is to send you something that says it's a bill or an invoice. You owe somebody money.
Yeah.
Well, of course you're going to click on that attachment. This is somebody claiming you owe them money. It's very effective social engineering. It's an effective way to trick you. People click on that attachment and they infect themselves. So just delete that email.
And Kevin, we've been talking about this as a problem for years. This has been happening where folks are opening executable files or things of that nature that are causing them then a problem. And you're right. It is so easy to say, oh, I don't know these people and that seems odd. Just delete and move on. But because they're working with so many different new ways to try to trick us, you may be in a hurry, you may not be thinking, you may think that it's coming from your bank because you bank at that particular bank, but it's really not, so you click on it. Wrong. Don't do that. We remind people all the time, as I'm sure you do, if you think that your bank needs information or whatever, just go log in completely separately. Don't click a link. Most financial institutions won't have you click a link to then log in for that very reason. So just you hit it the nail on the head, I think. Common sense.
I always tell people if your bank sends you email with a link for you to click to go to your account, I would get another bank.
Yes, touche. Change banks because they should not be doing that. And some of the big ones, too, are unfortunately doing that. It's, hey, click here, log in and check your balance. No. Don't ever do that. And especially don't ever do that on your phone at a McDonald's or a coffee house or some free Wi-Fi place either, because of the whole sniffing where somebody can gather your password and information. Just don't do it. Common sense again.
Right. You think about it when you're out at someplace with Wi-Fi, your information is out in the air. That's the nature of Wi-Fi, but it also means anybody else could snatch it if it's not properly protected.
Yeah. We tell people all the time, don't save your online banking and whatnot for your home, your own Wi-Fi, your own protection, so that you have some confidence there and don't be doing these kind of things elsewhere. And then people figure, I haven't ever had a problem. It's got to be okay. Well, then you do have a problem, and
right.
It's not
it only
okay.
Takes one.
Yeah. Exactly. And then you're thinking, if I only listened, even to yourself, to not do these things. And in terms of confidence for any kind of program, whether it's Norton by Symantec or anything else, because there's a lot out there, including a lot of free services, can folks pretty much rest assured that if they're dealing with a reputable company, that it's as up-to-date as possible as long as they're making sure their updates are on and their scans are working?
Yes, as long as you're working with a reputable company, somebody you've heard of, I hope it's us,
yeah.
But any of the companies. But you have to be careful. There's a lot of fake antivirus out there, companies that or organizations that are pretending that they're giving you a valuable service, ask you to pay a lot of money, and they're really not doing anything. So that's why we say go with a name you know and trust.
Yeah, and that makes perfect sense. And, of course, you can visit his site, see what Kevin and his team are up to, Norton.com, Norton.com, and you'll see all the things from security premium to LifeLock joining together with them to how to protect the privacy on all your connected devices, how to protect your kids as well from online predators. I mean, they work very hard at that, and you'll see what I'm talking about when you visit Norton. Kevin.com. Kevin, you're a delight to chat with. Unfortunately, that we have to talk about these things, but I'm glad that you're able to shed some light on these things. We got to get you back again soon.
I'd be happy to do that.
Terrific. Kevin Haley is Director of Security Response, and they're doing a good job of it, at Norton by Symantec. I'm Dave Graveline. Be sure to hit us up at intotomorrow.com, where we'll link you to Kevin's site and all of our guests and all of our various posts and topics. And we always update every day. Check things out at, again, at intotomorrow.com.
Do you have chronic back pain, knee pain, or arthritis? If you have Medicare or private insurance like Aetna, UnitedHealthcare, Humana, or Blue Cross, you may qualify for a safe, drug-free remedy for your everyday back and knee pain, but you must call now. You may be eligible for a pain-relieving back or knee brace at little or no cost to you. These pain relief braces are ideal for back pain, arthritis, sciatica, leg pain, knee pain, and other painful conditions that make life difficult. Our associates will work directly with Medicare or your insurance company for free. Your knee or back brace will be delivered directly to your door. Imagine playing with your grandkids or enjoying tennis or golf again. Call the National Knee and Back Brace Center to qualify for your Medicare or insurance-covered knee or back brace.
Call 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179.
Into Tomorrow continues. Thank you so much for tuning in. The weekend of the 22nd of March, as a matter of fact. Erasmo's in the control room. H working with the show out of New York. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by OWC, your source for connecting your laptop to the world. Special Into Tomorrow products and pricing at owc.com/into. Again, that's owc.com/into.
You know, we talk about something all the time that makes a huge difference, and Cam loves to remind our audience,
call in, win stuff. Thank you.
And thank you, Cam, because he's absolutely right. When you call in, you win stuff. And we've got prizes these days, new things, a couple of very interesting new things, like from TV Jockstrap. That's exactly what I said.
I had to do a double take when we opened that box.
These are elastic straps that wrap around your TV, and get this, hide the sports score tickers so you don't see those annoying things in the score before watching maybe a recorded game that you want to watch. And people are saying, how do I not see that, and yet I want to enjoy the game? Don't tell me the scores. Well, that's how you do it, with a TV jockstrap. Might have thought of a better name, but hey, now you'll remember it and what it does. Well, he sent us several of those brand new, not used TV jockstraps, brand new, and we're sending them to you. Imagine this whole thing that blacks out. You just wrap it around the bottom of your TV, and you adjust it accordingly, and you don't see that annoying ticker all the time. You just watch whatever game you're watching.
Will it protect your TV from jock itch?
No, there's a cream for that.
From Magnet Pal, we've got rare earth magnets with telescoping grabbit sticks to help you pick up metal items.
And those are fun. We've actually had people say, my gosh, I get so much use out of that. And it's like, really? And they sent us more to share with our audience.
Yeah, I have one at home, and my son dumps a cup full of screws on the floor so he can use just the stick to go pick them all
up. Just so he can walk around and pick them up. Killer Concepts sent us more of their Piggy Pro phone stands. These are razor-thin squares that stick to the back of any phone and allow you to stand it upright or horizontally, etc. It really can save you.
From Chalk and Social, we've got some more chalkboard hat bundles to promote more FaceTime and less screen time.
Which is interesting, because people have asked us, wait, why does a tech show promote more FaceTime and less screen time? Well, because we also want to recommend that you don't use tech 24/7. Be social, actually social, instead of anti-social with people in your presence. And for Micro Novelty, Tropo handheld battery-powered air pumps for all kinds of inflatables. Get ready for the summer. Go to the beach, do whatever, air mattress, whatever you need. And while we say no promises, no guarantees, we love it when you call in and you tell us if you prefer one or two of those items that we've just mentioned. By the way, they're also listed at intotomorrow.com every week. And on our tech newsletter every week. Mention them. We'll do our best to get one of those things to you, especially if it's something we mentioned that you think you can use. Now that we're talking about the tech newsletter, how do they get that?
You stop by intotomorrow.com, and when that box pops up asking for your email address, you put that aforementioned email address in that aforementioned box.
Your email address.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then submit it. Then you'll get an email with a link, and you just click that link, and you're in.
There you go. It's called a double opt-in program because we don't spam anyone. So someone can't submit your email. It's not going to work because you'll get an email saying, hey, thanks for subscribing. Click here to confirm. If you say, I didn't subscribe, don't confirm. Well, hopefully you will anyway, right? But then you get our free once-a-week tech newsletter, Beth's Tech Tip This Week, America's favorite pastime, the tech way. And with spring comes new baseball season. If you're a fan, you'll want to check out all the cool ways that technology can help you stay in the loop.
And we've got a list of the best ransomware protection for 2019.
Yeah, there's a lot of that nonsense going on, so we've got that covered, too. All in this week's Into Tomorrow Tech newsletter.
And if you want to qualify for one of those many prizes we listed, just call in and participate to the show. That's 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
Thanks for tuning into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. As many as 7.5 million Facebook users in the U.S. alone are under age 13. And that's a violation of Facebook users' own policies. How do they let that happen? Interesting. It's just more members, more eyeballs. That's really all they care about.
Mm-hmm. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Text word radio to 35,000. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
Tony in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, listening on AM 800 CKLW. Hello, Tony.
Just wanted to know the website for the company that sells the wireless doorbells. It was just on the show earlier.
Oh, right. You're probably talking about the New Tone Knock that we referred to. We had a couple of those for giveaway. And cleverly enough, it's Newtone, NUTONE.com/NewtoneKnock.
So or if you stop by Into Tomorrow, we'll link you there.
Yeah, that's even easier. Just do that and you'll get the link. Now, there's also ring.com, but in this particular case, Tony's referring to the one we talked about that we were giving away a few of the last couple of weeks, and that was Newtone. Ring doesn't send us stuff to give away.
Right.
They're kind of cheap that way. In fact, I've been dealing with their tech support people on a problem I'm having with one of their older stick-up cameras. And they want to swap it for a doorbell camera. Okay, well, that's good. But it's not going to get power. There's no way to power it where I have to put it. And they don't want to send me a spare battery. And they want me to send the old stick cam back. What, are they going to wash it off with Windex and sell it to somebody else? I mean, how cheap do they need to be? And then they won't have Jeremy come on the show because he's so busy. He can't spend 8 minutes to join us, their CEO. So whatever, you know, go with Newtone.
That's because they were up by Amazon and it all went downhill.
Yeah, that's true. What happened? Don't let Amazon buy you. IntoTomorrow.com for more.